Hey guys, it's 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. It's time to hang out again. I'm excited to be with you guys again and continue our series on the fruit of the Spirit. A couple weeks ago, if you'll remember, we talked about love and three things about love, according to the kind of the fruit of the Spirit about love, is that it's a lens. It helps us see things and see past things and imperfections in people. It's an anchor that keeps us tied to where we need to be. It helps us to keep from drifting out. And it's also a verb. And when we begin to understand more about how God loves us, we can progress through the fruits of the Spirit. And that's kind of what I've been noticing this week is God's kind of been revealing to me, I feel like, that the fruits of the Spirit, the way Paul laid them out, are kind of sequential. So this week we're going to talk about joy. We're going to kind of talk about what it means, what it is, what it's not. Hopefully help make it more tangible, hopefully like we did with love as well, and work on that. So we'll get started. We'll start praying. After that, be thinking about your definition of joy. What would joy mean to you? So let's pray together. God, I thank you for today. I thank you for the opportunity to bring your word. And I thank you for just the honor that it is to be able to speak what you've given me. And I pray that you just use me tonight to be able to speak clearly, God, to be able to speak what you would have for me, or what you would have for the people to hear, God, would just come straight out of my mouth and just straight from you, and won't be messed up anywhere in between that. And I pray, God, that you just continue to help us, God, as a church. I pray that you administer to our church family and our church members, God, that we begin to know you in a greater way, God. We begin to reach out to each other in a greater way and come together, God, in a time where division and disunity is just everywhere, and pray that you help us to find ways to unify ourselves and to become more effective for you. I just thank you for the opportunities that you've put before us as a church, and pray that you would be with those members tonight, God, that are hurting, that are sick, that are not well. Just bless them, God, and help them just to know you and to know you be that need meter for them tonight, whatever that is. I just thank you for who you are, what you are, and just how incredible you are as well. Help us tonight. In your name we pray. Amen. So joy, the second fruit of the Spirit, talking about. I've been kind of rolling this over in my mind and in my heart and asking God to help me with this, and just kind of do it in the same format we did with love, and to begin to define what joy means. For me, joy would, if I was before starting this, joy would mean typical, the synonyms, happy, cheerful, you know, all those things, the absence of sadness or the absence of despair is kind of how I feel what joy was. When I began to read in the Bible, the word in the Greek that Paul used here was the word, I think it's like chara, it's C-H-A-R-A. And that word, the definitions for that word are cheerfulness, calm, and gladness. But when we begin to look at how joy is used in context throughout the scriptures, we can see that it's a little deeper than those feelings. And that leads to the first point tonight, is that joy is not just an emotion. And I think sometimes in my life I get frustrated because I feel like, man, there's just no joy in this. Man, there's just no joy in my life right now. What's the problem? Why can't I find this joy? And I think it's because maybe I'm misinterpreting what that word means. And I'm misinterpreting the fact that I don't feel euphoric, or, you know, I don't live in this kind of utopian world that I can't have joy. But the first scripture tonight we're going to talk about is James chapter 1, verse 2. And the author here says, "Consider it a great joy, my brothers, when you experience various trials." And I read that scripture and I kind of laughed out loud and thought about the fact that he's trying to get us to be excited about going through trials is kind of saying, like, 2020 is my favorite year ever. Like, nobody's going to say that. Nobody's going to be super excited about what we've dealt with and how we've gone through these difficult ups and downs and ebbs and flows of the way this year has gone. And that's one of the things that really brought to mind, and I felt like God just kind of punched me with it and said, man, it's not about how you feel. It's not just an emotion. It's not just the happiness. It's not just the cheerfulness. It's not just the gladness. It's about a state of mind. And if you remember when we went back, when we were talking about love and love being a lens, if we allow love to be that lens for us, it helps us to begin to proceed to joy as well. And we begin to understand love in a better way. We can see that joy is also a state of mind to where when we look at things, it helps us to interpret them differently. So this year, you know, has been full of challenges. It's been full of difficult things we've had to deal with. And so many times this year, I found myself being discouraged or being upset about all the things. It just seems like, you know, one thing after another, they just all pile up. But I feel like if we were to begin to bear the fruit of the Spirit, like Paul wants us to do there in Galatians, he's talking to him, the church in Galatia, about that. If we begin to bear those fruits, we can see that we can find joy even in the most difficult situations. But it has to be more than emotion. It has to be a state of mind where, like I said, as we begin to use that love, the agape love that we were talking about a couple weeks ago, as that lens to help us see through imperfections in people, imperfections in situations, we begin to use that lens. It helps us to be able to interpret the situations around us and understand that our joy is not circumstantial. It's not based on the moment we're in right now. It's our ability to see past that and to see the God's divine power can be at work. And we may not even know about it right now, but we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. So even in the most difficult times, we can find joy and say, okay, I don't really feel happy about what's going on. I don't really feel good about what's going on, but I know that I can find joy in this because my God is good and my God wants good for me. And when I begin to follow Him and I begin to understand that relationship with Him through love, I can begin to know that joy more. So the first thing about joy tonight that I kind of felt was revelatory was it's not an emotion. It's more of a state of mind. It's not something that is as volatile as our feelings are. So remember that it can be, it does kind of fluctuate and vacillate a bit, but it's not nearly as volatile as our emotions are. And the fact that it can fluctuate kind of leads me to the next point as well. From what I was reading in Scripture, and we look up different Scriptures about joy, we can see that it kind of lends us to believe that we have a joy tank. And what I mean by that is Paul wants us to have joy all the time. You know, we're supposed to abstain from the works of the flesh and the fruits of the flesh, and he lists that big long list right there in Galatians right before he talks about the fruits of the Spirit. So he wants us to be able to have the fruits of the Spirit all the time as well. Roxanne and I were talking right before we started. It's not one of those things where we can kind of pick and choose like it's kind of a cornucopia or a continental breakfast where we say we want some love, but we don't really think we want some patience or self-control right now, but we want some joy, but we want some peace, but we don't really want to do these things. It's not really that kind of deal. It builds on each other. One builds on another. And the fact that we should have some joy in our tank all the time should be there. We should have joy. But the Scripture also begins to talk about different levels of joy. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 10, when the angels come in to talk about the birth of Jesus, you guys have heard this if you've been in church anywhere around Christmas. If your family reads a Christmas story on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve when you get together, you know this Scripture. And it says, "But the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'" So we see that there's regular joy and then there's great joy. When we begin to talk about the birth of Jesus, that was a situation that allowed us to have a bigger level of joy, to let that joy grow into great joy. And then also in John 15:11, Jesus speaking says, "I have spoken these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." So we can see that there's also complete joy as well, and that's John chapter 15, verse 11. And so we got regular joy, we got great joy, we've got complete joy, and then also in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, Paul's talking about he says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." So we can see that there's kind of levels in that. And to understand that it's okay for our joy tank to kind of ebb and flow a bit. But as we try to bear those fruits of the Spirit on the regular, and we try to be that, the fruit tree for Jesus, or however you want to look at it, there should always be some joy fruit on that tree. There should always be some. Now, there are situations and times in our life where we're really on fire and we're really experiencing some great things that God is doing, where we may have a bumper crop of joy. But we should always make sure there's some joy on that tree. And to understand that, like I said, it's okay for that to be up and down a bit, but we need to try to navigate that spiritual walk in a way that we can always have some joy. And that kind of leads me to the last point here, talking about what joy is. And you're like, man, how do I do that? How do I always have some joy on my tree? And the only thing that I can see in Scripture that shows us this is that it comes from as a byproduct of a good relationship, a good, healthy relationship with Jesus. And when we have that, we begin to know Him in a way that we see things differently. We understand that it's not just about an emotion. We understand that it's not just about a circumstance or a situation, that we can have joy in all things. And I see that, I'm talking about here in Luke chapter 24:52. Sorry, it says, "After worshiping Him, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy." And that scripture in itself shows that they made an attempt. They were with Jesus. They were in His presence. They were close to Him, and they left with great joy. And when I was talking about how the fruits of the Spirit begin to build on each other, and they begin to come in kind of a sequential order, I feel like God's been telling me that, man, you got to understand that love first. You got to understand that relationship first. And that agape love, that unconditional, unattainable outside of God, that love that's so provisional and understanding that it's paternal and it's straight from Him. And when we begin to understand that, we can find joy in the most difficult situations. And I begin to think about some times in my life where I was able to find joy in hard situations. And you guys have heard me speak before about dealing with depression and dealing with some suicidal thoughts and some really rough nights and some really scary, difficult times in my life. And in those times, when I was coming out of that dark spot, it got down to the most basic things that I could find joy in. And I remember one night sitting and thinking about just the incredible miracle it was that an organism like me could breathe. And then I began to build on the fact that I could breathe, that there are electrical impulses that are going off in my brain, telling my fingers to move, telling my mouth to make words, telling my eyes to blink so they don't dry out, and then begin to understand how awesome that miracle was. And then I began to build on that and the fact that I can have thoughts, and that I can reason, and I can consider, and I can think about how big God is. So we go from the basic biology of life into the ability of my mind to think and to be able to process information the way that it does. And then I begin to build on that. And as we begin to grow in those things, and we begin to understand that, okay, I've got a God that built me in a way that I can do all these things and I don't even have to think about it. Man, how incredible is that? And then I remember how that began to lift my spirits. And I remember the scripture that talks about putting on the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. And I begin to praise, and I begin to thank God for those little things. And you could feel the weight lift, and you begin to see joy in a difficult situation. Did I have trouble sleeping that night? Yeah, probably. Did I wake up the next day fighting the same battle? Yeah, probably. But in those times, where we begin to seek out God and we begin to understand the realness and the tangibility of that love that He has for us, it allows us to find joy in the middle of that battle. It allows us to understand that even though we can't see a way out, even though we can't find or know exactly what our next step is going to be, we know the one who has it planned out for us. And we know that He cares for us, and He cares for the birds of the air and the flowers. He cares for us that much more. And we can rest in that. And one of the synonyms we saw as the Greek word that Paul used was calm. And when we begin to understand the relationship we have with Jesus, begin to understand that true agape love that God has for us, we can experience joy. And as we begin to experience joy, and we can see that in situations we don't have to be tossed and turned and feel like we're in the middle of a tempest, we can have that anchor that love is, it allows us to be able to sit right and see our situations differently, then we can find joy in that, and we can find rest in that, and we can find a bright spot in that. And then that'll lead us into next week when we talk about how God loves us so much in that way. We can rest in that, and we can know that joy, and we can see that there are things to be happy about. There are things, even though we don't feel euphoric, that we can be excited about. And in the meantime, and in those low points, we understand that there will be mountains too. There's going to be times where we're high on that and we're ready to move forward in that. But sometimes we got to trudge through valleys to get there. And we know that that's part of God's plans for us. So tonight, to go back over, what is joy? And it's more than an emotion. It's not just how you feel today. If my level of joy was based on how I felt, my tank would be full and empty within 35 seconds some days. It's more than that. It's a state of mind to begin to process our situations and our circumstances in a way that allow us to understand that God is in control. To understand, man, again, that He's the one driving the boat. Even though the waves are big, and even though the things around us look crazy, He's driving the boat. He has the ability to make those waves lay flat. But it's resting in the fact that He's there. Another thing too, remember that it's okay to have high points and low points. But we should always strive to have some joy on our tree. We should always have some joy in that tank, that we do have a joy tank. And how do we do that? It's by understanding that that joy is a byproduct of a good relationship with Him. And we begin to look at love as that marital type of love that we have with Jesus as His bride and He being the bridegroom. We can begin to maybe understand more about what that relationship yields. When my wife and I are in good standing with each other and we feel good about each other, we understand that even though we might be mad at each other, it's okay because we know that we're going to be together forever. And we know that as good as our relationship is, God's relationship with us is so much better than that. And when we have that marital type love and that relational type love where we speak to God every day, we talk to Him, He knows what's up with us. We hear Him speak to us. We have that two-way conversation. And it begins to build and we understand that love in a way. Joy just becomes a byproduct. We're happy just to be around Him. We're able to give that to other people because we're close with Him. So I want to encourage you tonight, if you don't feel that joy, if you don't feel that that great, happy, cheerful thing, it's okay. It's okay to not feel those things. And sometimes as I feel like my tree gets bare and maybe it's getting close to wintertime and the leaves are falling off and I'm mad about everything or whatever, it just feels like a stressful time. To go back to how it starts. And it starts with love. And if we don't build on that love, we can't begin to have the other fruits as well. So if you don't feel like you have joy, maybe check your relationship. Maybe check that relationship with God. Are y'all cool? Are you good? Are you on the same page? Are you talking to Him and letting Him talk to you? Or are we trying to be selfish and jump the gun and just pick and choose what we're going to be? I do it. There's a lot of days I want to have some peace, but I have no patience. There's a lot of days I want to be joyful, but I'm not really into being gentle, or I'm lacking on my self-control some days. But it's not about that. It begins to build on each other. And when we don't have that joy, man, go back one step. Check your relationship with Him. And I want to encourage you that it just happens. It's just a byproduct when we have that good relationship with Jesus. So tonight, we get ready to close. I'm going to pray for you. You pray for me. And we'll close out tonight. God, I thank you for this opportunity to speak your words. I thank you just for showing me what it takes to have joy and what it means to have joy on the daily and how I achieve that. Man, that's just in that relationship with you. And God, I pray that you just convict us all to better that and bolster that relationship with you and to understand as full as our minds can comprehend the love that you have for us. And when we begin to understand that love that you have for us, we can reciprocate that and begin to give it to people around us. And as we do that, God, we understand that the joy from you, it's just another gift that's a byproduct of that good relationship. God, I pray for us in a difficult time where it seems like we're on a joy shortage. We're in a famine for joy. We can grow all the other fruit, but we can't get joy. What's up with that? I think, God, sometimes it's in my life. I know that it's just been that our relationship has been stretched and stressed and pulled on and tugged after. And I pray, God, that you help to remind all of us tonight that your love for us is bigger than our circumstance. And your love for us is bigger than the issues or the problems or the situations we may find ourselves in. And the things that try to rob us of those fruits and the things that try to steal that before they break the bloom off before it begins to build a fruit. God, I pray that you help us to restore that relationship with you and understand that that's where it begins. And I'm thankful tonight for the conviction to do that. And thankful tonight to understand that it's about us being one with you and then you help keeping our tank full so that we can give it out to others around us. I thank you for the opportunities that you've given me this week to speak to people around me. I pray that you just continue to do that for all of us, God, that you continue to give us a passion to speak who you are and what you are to those people around us. God, we love you and we thank you and I pray for joy. I pray for joy in our minds and in our hearts, God, and just to the depths and to the core of who we are, we can find joy in whatever arena or environment we're in. I just thank you for who you are. Just continue to lead us, continue to help us to find you in deeper ways so that we can help those around us. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. So next week, like I said, we're going to be talking about these until we get through all of them. Love, we've got to build on that love. We've got to get that relationship right. And then we can have some joy. And then when we find that joy, we're able to have peace. So we'll talk about what peace is next week and how we can get that. Hope you guys have a good week. I'll be praying for you. And I hope you're praying for me too. Thanks.